Okay, the Nishmas Rachel Parvas of Moshe, five short ideas. Parshas Vaschanon Shabbos Nachamu, Tavshin Pei Aleph, Alun Shul Nishmas Rachel Parvas of Moshe. Here we go, the first Torah is going to come from the Avos Shalom of Kosov, Per Gimel, Pasuk of Gimel, the opening Pasuk to our Parsha Vaschanon, Lashem Beis Yilei Mor, Moshe Bin Adam and Sashem, they should be able to get into Eretz Israel. Before you go to the Avos Shalom of Kosov, I think the Sanz Rebbe says, Vaschanon Hashem, I daven to Hashem that by Isa Hilei Mor, that I should be Zochet to daven. But sometimes we have to daven in order to daven. Rav Shor said that in Kepask a few years ago. We have to daven that we should be Zochet to daven. Good, not for now. Says the Kosovo Rebbe, Vaschon al Hashem, that by Is. Says, what was your Moshe really daven for? Well, he's daven for to get into Eretz Yisrael. Vaschon al Gematria 515. Vaschon al Hashem. What was he davening for? That the Samitah shouldn't be destroyed. Haisa Bedech Limnoa es Churman Besa Mikdash Abitah al Karbonos. Because then what happens? That by Isahi, that we wouldn't need the Kabanos. All we need is the Tefillah. Leymor. Leymor is a coder for Tefillah. As the Chazal tells, Unishama Parmes Fasinu. That really, what was Moshe Rabbeinu down for? He wasn't just doubting that he should get in there to Israel. He was down to that at the end of Eschon al Hashem, that by Isahi, that Beis HaMikdash should never be destroyed. Instead of having the Beis HaMikdash destroyed, Leymor. And the Gemara in Chavav and Brachas tells us, that the karbanos are that our tefillos are connected to tamidin, that the karban that our shmona esrays are connected the carbon tamid shel shachar and the carbon tamid shel tzaraim. It says the Rebbe at the end of the day, Moshe Rabbeinu was not only down for himself that he should get entered to Israel, he was davening Vaschan al Hashem that Ba'isahi there should be no Ba'isahi, there should be no destruction of the Beis Hamikdash, that should just be lamer. How appropriate is this message coming out of Tisha B'Av? Where unfortunately, once again, every year Chazal tells every year the Beis Hamikdash is not rebuilt. So it was destroyed. You'll have to understand when we daven, that we're davening for the right things, we're davening for the appropriate things, but we never have our minds off of Yerushalayim, never have our minds off of Eretz Yisrael. Moving on to Din number two. The second Torah comes to us from the Knesset Yechezkel of Radomsky. He was the grandson of the Tefer Shlomo. I read that on Google last night. Okay, Perek Dal, Pasuk Aleph. V'yata Yisrael Shema al-Achukim al-Mashpat ma-Sharanochim al-Amen Eschem al-Azos l'man Tichyu v'asam yushtim as-Aretz as-Shar Hashem al-Kei av-Azicham nosin al-Lachem Pashab Shat. Hashbach says, now, Klai Yisrael, you're going to, Moshe Rabbeinu says, listen to the Chukim Mishpatim, now I'm going to command you, and you should live with them, and you'll be Zochet to have Eretz Yisrael. Says the Knesset Yechezkel, what's the connection of the words, Zman Tichyu, and then Virashtim? Then in order that you shall live with them, and then you'll be Zochet to Eretz Yisrael. Says the Rebbe, it's very simple. Zman Tichyu, if we make sure Zman Tichyu means that we're not just doing the mitzvahs, but it's our chias, Zman Tichyu, it's our energy, it's our oxygen, it's mamash, our fire, then we'll be Zochet to have Eretz Yisrael. Then when we zochet to have Eretz, look back at the pasuk. L'man tichyu v'asim, v'yirishtim, there's a vav there. Just tell me yirashim. The vav is a vav achibor, says the Rebbe. Says the Knesset Yechezkel. When a person's on fire for the Rabbono Shalom, that in itself will bring a person to be zochet to have Eretz Yisrael. And Rav Shechter likes to quote the Gemara in Sanhedrin, and Chafam Abayz, that before you come to Eretz Yisrael, there are three things that has to happen. To mamlech a king, to wipe out a malik, and then we can build the Beis HaMikdash. But maybe we could say, to have the Jewish government, it means to have Torah. When we have Torah, then we could wipe out a Malik. Then when we zochet to be Kone Eretz Yisrael. At the end of the day, Rav Weinberg likes to say also this Fas Emes. Amis a Malik thing. Amis a Malik teaching the Gemara Tzan Hedger Chafam Abayz. Fas Emes teaches us that the Gematria of Yisrael is 541. When you take Eish, when you take fire out of Yisrael, take 301 out of 541, what are you left with? 240. Left with a Malik. Because the Jew's essence is his fire. You could daven, you could do mitzvahs, and you could do Tisha B'Av, and you could Shabbat, and then get it all, check. Where's the fire? We have to do with emotion and passion and energy. And then we're zochet to Eretz Yisrael. And I thought that connected very much to Rav Shechter's. He always talks about Aschalta Degula, the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Chafam Abayz. The three things. You have the Jewish government, and you wipe out Amalek, and then you have the Beis HaMikdash. But I think really you could say, besides the government, it's the Torah. And then we zochet to Eretz Yisrael. And then we zochet to build the Beis HaMikdash. An incredible lesson from the Knesset Yechezkel. And Rav Shechter moving on to, and the Sas Emes moving on to Adin HaMasir. A few psukim later, Dalet Dalet from the Choyze. Whose yard site was just on Tisha B'Av. Chozev Elbim, Chozev Ganil, so it's Mamish. To say Torah, Mamish 3 days. Rabbi Kohn always says 3 days after, 3 days before. Atem Avdekim, Hashem Mechai, Elokechem Chayim, Kulchem Ayom. The ones who are Davik to Hashem, you are the ones who are alive today. The last Pasuk in Rishon. So we know Chazal tells us how you be Davik to Hashem. To be Davik to Tamid Chachamim. Hashem is not physical. But when you're Davik to Tzadikim, be Davik to Hashem. Listen how the Chozev reads it. Kasher to you, Devukim, Batzadikim, Hadzvekim, Hashem. Once you're Davik to people, and to tzaddikim who are devot Hashem, what happens is azay chaim kulchem ayom. Then you'll be zochet to be alive. When you're zochet to be advatem advekim, and how to be dvekis? Chazal tells by be devot hamei chachamim. Then he'd be zochet to Chaim. Then he'd be zochet to have Chaim kol chamayom. Then he'd be zochet to have to be alive. This is actually a tweet that Rabbi Lieberts tweeted a few days ago. He tweeted a great thing from Rabbi Reisman. Says Rabbi Lieberts quoting, attach yourself to a Rebbe who you admire and trust. Whatever success I have achieved is a result of listening to my Rebbe's guidance, even when it was hard for me. Rabbi Reisman said this also the graduation message that Rabbi Kamenetsky Shlita always uses. And Rabbi Storch replied to this, at the end of each year, Rabbi Bender of Farakwe always says to the boys, when you go away for the summer, keep your Rebbe in your pocket. Keep your Rebbe in your pocket doesn't mean your physical Rebbe. Keep your Rebbe means keep the teachings, keep the emotions, keep the love that you know the Rebbe has for you. Make sure, especially in the summer, you make sure you have them. That's exactly what the Chosid says. You davek to people that are davek to Hashem, then you'll be zochet to be chayim, then you'll be zochet to be alive. Because when you have the koach of a Rebbe, you have the koach of a tzaddik, the koach of a role model, you get uplifted. How important is it able to have that in mind? We said that last week, a Torah actually from the Baal Shem Tov and the Nefesh HaChaim. Gemara Brachas tells us, I believe, Alam HaGimel, Kadosh Baruch Hu tells us to have Yerushalayim. That, and the Gemara says, just Yerushalayim? But Moshe Rabbeinu, it was a milsah zisrusi. It was a small thing. It wasn't a small thing. For Moshe was easy. Says the Baal Shem Tov Nefesh HaChaim, but not everyone's a Moshe Rabbeinu. Says the Baal Shem Tov Nefesh HaChaim, no, when you're zochet to be close to a tzaddik, they both just come from the Hasidic world and the Lifish world. When you're zochet to have a Moshe Rabbeinu in your life, to have a Rebbe in your life, then you get chayim, you get uplifted. When they're constantly koisi revaya, like the girl with the dum the maggid, when you're constantly koisi revaya, how to be mashpia to others, when you're constantly overflowing cup, then we become davik ta HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is the idea over here. Atem vegam Hashem chayim kol chamayom. When we davik ta Hashem, make sure to be chayim. We davik ta people who are engrossed in either Yiddishkeit, and then we get their fire. We have the idea from the Chosid of Lublin, Rabbi Lieberts quoting Rabbi Reisman, and the Baal Shem Tov Nefesh HaChaim. Moving on to idea number four. Idea number four, the Imre Chaim of Vizhnitz, Perek Dal, Pasuk Yod Aleph. Batikruv ma'atamon etachas ahar, ahar bor abra'ish al lev ha'shemayim choshen aron va'arafel. And Moshe Rabbeinu is recounting Har Sinai. You came close to the har, you came close to the mountain, the fire mountain, and there's choshech there. So it says the Imre Chaim on the word tachas ahar. He says, you want to know how to come to Matan Torah? Moshe Rabbeinu was giving them a life lesson. The Tanai, the condition to come to Har Sinai, to lower yourself. Tachas Ahar doesn't just refer to the physical place where Klai Yisrael was located at Har Sinai. Tachas Ahar means you have to have anava. Once you have anava, then you can come to Har Sinai. And that's what Rav Tzadok teaches us when we say, L'kai Nitzor, V'nafshi Karva L'kol Tia, then P'sach Vi B'sar Zecha. Hashem, make my soul like dust, then I can open up my heart. Moshe Kibbol Torah Misinai, says the Kedushas Levi. Moshe got the Torah from Sinai? No, he didn't. He got it from Hashem, says the Kedushas Levi. He learned the Midah of anava from Har Sinai. And then he was zochet to be Moshe Rabbeinu. When a person lives with anava, and how, I don't know any other day of the entire year besides Tisha B'Av, where a person can feel like nothing. But Ribono Shel Olam runs the veldt. At the end of the day, Tisha B'Av is the day of anava. It's not just a day of mourning. It's a day of tshuva, but it's also a day of anava to realize. We have to make sure not to be able to, not to lose that emotion, to not lose that humility. And especially when it comes to now, before Elul, before getting back into yeshiva, we want to come to Torah. Maybe it's a time to be able to work in our anivas, maybe it's a time to work in our humility. And are working on to realizing that at the end of the day, it's not about us, it's about Kadosh Baruch Hu. Able to work on that, it's spotless. Beautiful idea from the Imre Chaim of Vizhnitz, Rav Tzadok and the Kiddush Slavi. Moving on to idea number five. Idea number five comes to us in Meshech Chachma, Perek Vav, Pasuk Beis, Aman Tiras, Hashem Elokecha, Lishmar, Es Kol Chugosav, and Mitzvosav. That you should fear Kadosh Baruch Hu, your God, you should keep all his mitzvos and the chukim. Atal, you, Ubincha, Uben Mincha, Koy Mechayacha. You, your child, and all your children, all their lives. Says the Meshech Chachma, the Pasuk really should have just said, Kol Yimechayacha, all your entire lives, Ato Benava Uben Mincha. What's this Kol Yimechayacha coming at the end of the Pasuk? It should really come at the beginning of the Pasuk. All your lives, you, your son, and your grandson. Well, why does it say you, your son, and your grandson, all of your life? What's the message here? Says the Rebbe, the Pisha says the Meshech Chachma, who is also a Rebbe, but not in the different type of Rebbe. Meshech Chachma tells us the Pirkei Avos, Perek Beis, Mishnah Dalet. You should make sure not to trust yourself until the day of your death. And the Meshach says you have to do tshuva very good every single day. Says Meshach Chachma, sometimes when a person's a father and a grandfather, everyone's out of the house, so the gas comes off, the foot comes off the gas. I'm good to go. Says the Meshach Chachma, koi mei chayacha, comes specifically at the end of the pasuk. When it's ata, uben mincha, their children and their grandchildren out of the house, it's just you and your wife.
Make sure you keep going. Make sure you keep the fire, the pedal on the metal. You make sure you keep on going strong. At the end of the day, make sure that you keep on continuing to rise. And that's not just referring to people in their 60s. Every single one of us have to continue always to be able to take that inspiration, take the fire going. Especially after Tisha B'Av, especially after every Yom Tov, especially coming up Shabbos Nachamu, to make sure to take that inspiration and make it practical. So Rabbi Simon Shlita likes a quote for the Ramban. The Ramban says, I forgot exactly where this pasuk is, but he says, "Im tachbots." When the pasuk says, "Then you want you desire," so the Ramban says, the desire and an object come into the same word, chafetz and chafetz. When you have a chafetz. When you have the desire, you want to be better in davening, better at learning, to put into a chafetz. You can't let that emotion go. You have to make sure to put it into something that's practical. 1 minute earlier to davening. Maybe I'm going to be better with Matilas Tadayim. Maybe I'm going to be a little bit kinder to my kids, a little bit kinder to my parents. Something practical, make it real. That's the avodah of the 3 weeks. That's the avodah of Tevah Tisha B'Av. Be able to make sure we take the Kedusha moments, we take it with us. We never take our foot off the pedal. And that's what the Meshech Chachma says. Koi Mechayacha, specifically teaching to the people who have the kids out of the house, they're empty nesters. But they were constantly, doesn't refer just to the empty nesters, but every single one of us have to constantly be searching and seeking. Just because the 3 weeks are over doesn't mean, now I'm cruising till Elul. You know, in between Purim and Pesach, I'm cruising. No. We don't cruise, we just prepare. Like B'nai Yisachar tells us, B'nai Yisachar, a beautiful teaching. Gemara says, it's better to walk behind a lion than to walk behind an Isha. Says the Baal Shem Tov, is that just referring to Shemir Sinai? Baal Shem Tov tells us that the mazel for the month of Av and Elul. For Av, it's a lion. For Elul, it's a basula. Says B'nai Yisachar, don't wait for Elul, the Basula, to do tshuva. Better to walk behind a lion of Av, which is the mouth of Av. B'nai Yisachar brings this down. Don't wait for Elul to do tshuva. Keep it going. Keep your foot on the metal, and then continue strong. I think that connects us to Meshech Chachma. That connects us to the Shaman. Keep it going. Keep the fire going. Let's review these 5 ideas. So we started from the Havashom. That's going to show based on Hilei Mor. The Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't just davening for they should go into Eretz Yisrael. He was davening that they shouldn't need karbonos. He was davening that it should stay tefillah. That it should stay strong, and lamer that nisham tefillah tzvaseinu, that our lips should be that the tefillah takes itself the kabbas, the base of nesh should never be destroyed, to make sure we have the proper priorities, to make sure we're always davening for the right things, we're davening for the right things. Idea number two, we said for the nechaz chazak or adam, because the rentsh of the tefer shlomo man techi yubasav yirshav yirshav masaoretz. When we're chias, when Torahs are chias, then we're zochet to Israel. The Gemara in Sanhedrin, the Rav Shechter quotes. First you have to have a government, then you could have, you wipe out a monk, and then you could have build a Beis HaMikdash. Maybe you could say, have the government means to have Torah. When you have Torah, then you could be zochet to wipe out a monk. Sasama teaches us, you wipe out a monk, take out Esh out of Yisrael, 541 minus 301, take out Esh, then you zochet to a monk, not zochet, then you get a monk. Make sure to keep on fire, keep that fire going. That's the number one way to beat a monk. The Chayzer is Yartib is Hashem Tisham Tishabav, Temal Vigim Hashem Chayim Kuchem Ayom. How do we dove to Hashem Chazal say? You dove to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but be dove to Tamir Chachamim. Then it'll be zochet to be chaim, to be alive. When you're zochet to have tzadikim and role models, the people in your lives. That's what Rabbi Libo said from Rabbi Reisman, about to make sure. He said anything he had in his life is because he had his Rebbe, even when it was hard. And Rabbi Storch said, Rabbi Bender said, keep your Rebbe in your pocket in the summer, the Torah from the Baal Shem to the Nefesh HaChaim. But to have the Moshe Rabbeinu's in our lives, the Chodesh Baruch Hu asks us to have your Shemaim. For Moshe Rabbeinu, it wasn't a great thing, it was a small thing. But anyone not on the Moshe Rabbeinu, but each one of us can be connected to a Moshe Rabbeinu. Says about Shem Tov the Nefesh HaChaim. To make sure to have that role models. And the fourth idea, the Nechaim Avishnitz, Tavayatamu Tachas Ahar, Dalat, Yud Aleph, that we stood under the mountain, doesn't just mean a physical location, but it's a spiritual preparation of Anava before Torah. And now she carved the Kol Tiedem Sachet B'Bisor Secha, we say in Elkayin and Tzor, of Tzadik says, first you come to Anava, then you come to Torah, Moshe Kibbutz Torah from Sinai. Moshe got the Torah from Sinai, no he didn't. He learned the prerequisite for Torah comes from Anava. Make sure to have Anava. And Tisha B'Av is Mamish the day of Anava. We realize that we don't control anything. Kadosh Baruch Hu is mamash in control of the entire world. And for the final idea of Meshech Chachma and Vav Beis, why does it say Koy Mechayecha at the end of the pasuk? Should they say at the beginning, your days and then your father and the son and the grandson? No, Koy Mechayecha, even when the children are out of the house, Koy Mechayecha, you continue strong to have that fire. Their man says that Chavetz, Chavetz, and have the desire in your Avodah Hashem, make sure you put it into practice. Make sure that B'nai Sosker says, don't wait for Eladu Tshuva. Better walk behind a line instead of a Basul. Doesn't just refer to Shemir Sinai, but refers to doing Tshuva already in the month of Av. Doesn't matter, the Tisha B'Av's over. That should propel us forward to have a continue to finish off Av strong, the next 3 weeks strong, to go into Elul on fire, to Avodas Hashem, to Zochah B'Hashem, to daven for the appropriate things, to have fire in Avodas Hashem, to be Zochah, to have Tzadikim, role models in our lives, Zochah to have Anava, And Zoche Bez Hashem, to take those emotions, take that fire in our lives, and make sure that we take it practical and never take our foot off the metal, or the pedal to the metal, as they say, Bez Hashem Yisparach. Wishing everyone a beautiful Shabbos Nachamah.